Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures again. It's the wheat market leading any advance. Corn and soybeans tried this morning. They couldn't do it. They're softer, even though we have delayed plantings. It's the moisture is good. The crop is not delayed in any manner to be concerned about yet. It's, after all, April 26th. And so the moisture prospects are good. The strength that's keeping corn and wheat from maybe tumbling a little more than they would like to is the fact that wheat is so strong. What is this, the eighth day up in a row now, and we're seeing advancing gains in Kansas City wheat. I got to pull my chart up here. I should have done this before I came online. But since this whole thing started some 8 days ago, Kansas City wheat has advanced from just under $5.70 to here we are now hitting a high earlier in the session here of $6. Well, that was the September contract. Let me pull up this one here. I'm doing this live, people. People enjoy it. 570 on July, Kansas hit over 660. So 8 days, we rallied some 90 plus cents. Don't miss out on the selling opportunity. We made some advice for clients that had some wheat just at this advance here after 9 days. You better sell something ahead of this weekend because things can shift over the weekend. If they don't, you know, wheat will continue higher. And if I know you, you probably have more to sell. But the reality check is it's Russia, it's Western Kansas, it's Europe. More freezing again occurred overnight. You know, it's always a funny thing about freezes. You turn around and get the USDA will give you a record crop after a freeze because, hey, it's stooled. But some of this wheat was all jointing and some heading. So that wheat's goners. And they pulled the rains out of southwest Kansas for this coming week. I'm looking at my weather models out through Friday, May 3rd. Nothing. Pretty much Western Kansas. And yesterday was a complete bust. Yesterday afternoon into the night, they were supposed to get half an inch or more. No, it didn't turn out. So we're going to have dropping ratings again next week. It's been 80s in Russia. There was a little hope for some rain coming. Maybe here in May, they've pulled that too. So up we go. Kansas, July, has been 23 cents higher. Oh, excuse me. I take that back. My date is wrong. It has been 23 cents higher, currently up 13.5 cents on the July contract. We're at 654 KC September, up 13.25 right now at 665.25. Minneapolis wheat up 4.25, 702.5 because the moisture is good for us, up 3.25 on the September new crop, 708. Over in Chicago, gains of only 3.5 cents for July, 624 with September up 3.75 cents. 643. So Chicago and Kansas both bought a dime off of some highs they popped here after 11 o'clock hour. Corn for July slipping a penny and a half, 450.5. December down 2.25, 474. We do have some information coming out on the GREET program next Tuesday. They think ethanol, you're going to have some pretty good record keeping to get some qualifying corn for that. But that'll be out on Tuesday. The soybeans for July off 4 cents, 11.75¾. Down 1¾ on November, 11.73¼. Commodities remain volatile and you need a way to keep up with them quickly via your cell phone, your laptop, or your desktop. Heartland Investor Services has the application for you to get real live quotes. Call us at 701-222-0221. Cattle futures, we bolted to just shy of 180 here earlier in the session. Now we've trimmed those gains by about a buck. Cash trade taking place. We had some places in Iowa, Minnesota, buck 87 this week. Otherwise, we're firmer. Most of the South traded at 182, but there was some 184 to 186 throughout the upper Midwest. 294 pretty much casts the live dress trades in the North. That was generally $2 higher. Choice gaining a buck and a half today. Select down $1.19. The board has April up 57 cents, 184.52. June got as high as 179.65. Now we're up a dollar, 178.80. August, $1.15 higher, 177.20. This is helping feeder cattle show strength with corn giving up some of yesterday's gains. May feeder cattle up 265, 248.90. August, 242 higher, 260.72 with October gaining 217, 261.87. And the hogs tumbling again today, down 232 on the June, 102.67. July off 172 at 106.07. We're mixed in the metals. Gold's up 570, $2,348. Silver for May off 8 cents, $27.27. We're rolling to the July next week. That's down 7 cents to $27.56. Bitcoin giving up about $400 to $63,895, while the crude oil overcoming early weakness today, we are back up 27 cents. Actually, we were about a dollar plus higher earlier in the session. We're up 27 cents right now at $83.83. Gasoline's a penny and a quarter higher, $2.745, with the heating oil contract gaining three quarters of a cent, $2.5673. Any questions, especially on livestock risk protection or upcoming crop hail insurance, you can give us a call at heartlandinvest.com. Also, for any commodity futures trading needs, we've got you covered. One-stop shop. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.